This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where, as always, we're invited to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
Talking about the Great Reset here, because recently the BBC and Reuters took it upon themselves to fact-check the conspiracy theory claims about the Great Reset. And it's important to keep in mind that when the mainstream media moves to fact-check something conspiracy theorists are saying, they're just looking to create an alternative
narrative.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Thank you. They're not looking for the truth. They just want to calm people down so they continue getting away with whatever they've been trying to get away
with. Well, it's interesting when they do this stuff, because it's actually an acknowledgement that the conspiracy theories are getting out there in such a way that they feel like they have to say something about it. I mean, because 20 or 30 years ago, if Alex Jones was on, you know, Austin television, railing about biometric identification, the news media just didn't care. It was just some guy on the radio or some guy on public television making claims, and it just didn't matter. But now, enough people are talking about the Great Reset. Enough people are curious about the Great Reset. There's enough theories out there going around about it that they feel like, oh my God, we've got to do something about it. We've got to get the official version of this out there. And so that's why BBC and Reuters have apparently stepped up in the last few months to do that.
Yeah, and you can't listen to every conspiracy theorist, because you do have some that say things that just aren't likely, like they're secretly putting microchips in the vaccine or whatever.
Or that birds aren't real.
See, I don't think anyone genuinely believes that one.
No, they don't. There was actually an article in the New York Times that came out where the founder of the Birds Aren't Real movement has admitted that the whole thing is basically a total troll job.
I didn't know that people ever claimed to think that all birds are not real, but I could totally believe that there are probably sometimes robotic birds that fly next to somebody that they want to listen to.
I could see the government having drones that are shaped like birds. I mean, the military uses one that are shaped like flies and stuff like that.
Don't they have, like, cockroach-sized ones or something?
Oh, God.
So they have some pretty fancy technology. However, the most creative thing I ever saw about Birds Aren't Real was during one of the government shutdowns, where it was like, you don't see any birds flying around now, do you?
That's scary.
Well, it was also because it was like January or something, but it was a really clever thing. It's like, you're right, I don't see any birds right now, and the government is shut down. But see, I also always assume the same thing about the flat earth believers. I just assume no one actually believes this. This is just people
just trolling.
I believed it.
You believed that those people existed?
No, I believed that the earth was flat.
I did. Well, I don't know if I ever believed it was flat, but when I was much younger, I certainly believed it was only 6,000 years old and all of this other crap that...
I believe that, too, because of the Bible.
Right.
Or because of the people that say that they figured that out through the Bible by adding up all the ages of people, which I don't even believe that they did that, but...
Well, even if they did, it's so demonstrably not true.
Yeah.
As soon as I reached the age of being able to take someone more seriously than the average Sunday school teacher who isn't qualified to teach children, I realized that that couldn't possibly be true.
Yeah, but I didn't believe that the earth was flat because of Christianity. Like, my parents were like, what? The earth's not flat. But I just believed it made sense because I saw a bunch of videos that would really convince you, like, if you just question everything the government says.
How old were you?
High school.
Okay.
But
I've never been a flat earth believer, and I just always assumed it was just people joking, right? Like the flying spaghetti monster believers, the people who wear colanders on their head to get their driver license photos. Yes. They're just atheists trolling. But really, sadly, it is just a matter of time before someone actually does believe such a thing as a flying spaghetti monster exists. And that's sad. You're absolutely right. Somebody probably already does. But when a libertarian warns you about a conspiracy theorist or a conspiracy theory, it's really, we have a pretty good track record of saying, hey, the government's going to do this, and then they end up doing it. We were talking about the NSA spying and the dragnet on emails and text messages long before Edward Snowden came out and proved us to be right. We knew from seeing the laws that the government had passed that these organizations absolutely, certainly existed. We just didn't have any proof of it, but we know how governments work, and we know they'd given themselves the authority to do this, and then suddenly Edward Snowden came around and was like, oh yeah, by the way, they're actually doing this. And it wasn't this huge vindication period for libertarians. It just, it got talked about for a few months, and then it got forgotten, even though it's just yet another example of libertarians being right about what the government is planning. And here, libertarians are a bit concerned about this statist attempt to centrally plan every aspect of society, redoing the entire economy to focus on what they think human society should be directed toward, instead of letting human society, individuals, direct themselves and pursue their own goals and their own dreams.
Yeah, well, the people who are in search of power and who hold power cannot let that go. I mean, they can't. They must be the ones to make these decisions for people, because people are just little cockroaches. They can't make decisions for themselves. This is the opinion of people like Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum.
They do view us as cockroaches. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're just bugs to them.
Overpopulated.
Like cockroaches tend to be. So let's get further into this article.
Sure. So this is actually about the...
Yeah, that's right, because we're still trying to figure out what the hell they're even trying to plan. This is
stakeholder capitalism is what Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, says he proposed 50 years ago, and he's been pimping it ever since. And so I just want to know what exactly that means, because this whole World Economic Forum Great Reset concept has been very nebulous every time I've looked to try to see what is this thing about.
Which is concerning in and of itself. You know, these governments around the world, these great organizations like the World Economic Forum, they have all of these great plans about things they want to do. But when you try to ask them, can you explain this plan? You don't get a very clear answer.
No, and I don't think it's going to be clear here in a moment. But he points to Generation Z and millennials as the reason why this change is happening now, saying that they don't want to just make profits. They want their companies to be caring, right, is kind of what he's saying here. So he goes on. He says, the result is stakeholder capitalism is quickly gaining ground. The change in direction is long overdue. I first described the concept back in 1971, and I created the World Economic Forum to help business and political leaders implement it. 2 years later, attendees at the forum's annual meeting signed the Davos Manifesto, which describes a firm's principal responsibilities towards its stakeholders.
That's now, coincidental. That also happens to be the year that the United States went off of the gold standard.
Interesting. Now others are finally coming to the stakeholder, which he puts in quotes, table. The U.S. Business Roundtable, America's most influential business lobby group, announced this year, and this was written in 2019, that it would formally embrace stakeholder capitalism, and its so-called impact investing is rising to prominence as more investors look for ways to link environmental and societal benefits to financial returns. We should seize this moment.
So they're still motivated by financial returns. They're just trying to find a way to profit off of pretending to care about the economy. I mean, about the ecosystem, right?
Well, I guess he would have you believe that they're not pretending. But whether they are or not is up to question.
I don't believe that Nike's really pretending to be in support of LGBT. It doesn't matter to me if they're pretending or not. I don't care what their intentions are. I care about the consequences of their actions. They can lie to me about caring about the environment all they want, as long as they don't destroy it. I don't care if they genuinely believe in caring for the environment or not. That's irrelevant to me.
So what are they doing, not what they're saying?
Yeah.
We should seize this moment, says Schwab, to ensure that stakeholder capitalism remains the new dominant model. To that end, the World Economic Forum is releasing a Davos Manifesto, which states that companies should pay their fair share of taxes.
Oh, you know, there's that word again.
That's the first time the word's shown up.
As a millennial, whenever I hear you saying stakeholder capitalism, I'm just so sure that this isn't going to catch on, because everybody hates capitalism that's my age right now, because they don't understand what it is. But like, if you said, I'm proposing this new thing, stakeholder capitalism, most Generation Z people are going to tune you out. And he said he created that word 50 years ago, so he needs to update it.
I experienced that when I ran for sheriff. The vast majority of hate that I got, it wasn't from Christians or anything like that. It was other anarchists who were just tremendously upset that I was an anarcho-capitalist and not an anarcho-communist. The vast majority of the hatred I got was from anti-capitalist people.
Well, we'll give you what this Davos Manifesto, he's got a little summary of what these companies are swearing to do.
That's coming up here, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, it's Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where we've been telling you about Intercoin throughout the last last year can help any business or organization raise money launching their own token. And if that sounds interesting to you, you should know that Intercoin's investor token is now available on an exchange. You can find it at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, where you can sign up with just an email address, which allows you to actually keep your information private, which is rare for exchanges. You can also get it at Uniswap. Links to those are on their websites at intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Pick up some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself at intercoin.org, and you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And let's go to the phones. We have Sarah, who wants to talk about communism. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. I accidentally muted the phones. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, so...
You got to turn that speaker down in the background.
I got I'm going to the other room here. I still have an echo. Anyways, I just want to say that communism, I believe that it's a more fair system for the common average person.
That doesn't work their entire way.
Because it's a system without the billionaire capitalists. And since you guys were talking about capitalists,
Well, hold on, Sarah. Because I'm with you to an extent. I don't think a person can become a billionaire without utilizing the state to get that way.
Or using the workers. That's just what my gut tells me.
Because we're not talking about someone with $999 million and all of that here. We're talking about an actual billionaire. And I just find it hard to believe someone could reach that position without using force and violence of government somewhere along the way. I could be wrong.
Just hold on to the Bitcoin long enough and we'll all be billionaires.
Fair point. But, you know, if...
Of course, that counts on the government to print money, but that's not what you're talking about.
If there was a system in place where... As soon as they made $1 billion, every single dollar beyond that just got distributed automatically to the workers or whatever, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to it because it's more money than they're ever going to spend in their entire life.
Are you saying that would be a voluntary system?
Well, from what I heard in Cuba, for example, all the doctors, they work for free. They all get housing,
they all get food, but they don't get paid. Yes, they are slaves.
Okay?
That's slavery,
okay, and
Sarah.
Also, before the sanctions, it was universal health care. Everybody got the health care for free, like in Canada.
Okay, I understand that. Sarah, stop talking. What you're describing is slavery. When you feed someone and give them a house and you make them work and you don't pay them, that is literal textbook slavery.
Well, that is not slavery because you have the mindset of communion, community. Your service and your life belongs to the community. You're working to service the community, not to benefit yourself. And that's why
black slaves in the United States were forced to do under the system of slavery.
Here's what I want to know, Sarah. Who decides? Who decides who becomes the doctors?
Well, I mean, you have to have a talent for it. So you contribute according to what you can do, what your abilities are.
Well,
you're not just born a doctor.
Unfortunately, your ability is just to be a coal miner, and you're going to get the same amount of money as a person whose ability was to paint pictures.
Are you saying, Sarah,
that's about it.
Are you saying
that the elderly people get the same amount of what receive according to their needs, even though they cannot contribute?
But who decides who needs what?
Well, according to each society. But the thing is,
there's no such thing.
Some person somewhere along the way has to make this decision, Sarah, about what I need in my life. Who is making that decision?
Well, I guess each country decides if they have enough amount of milk.
It's not a country that's making this decision. It's some person somewhere along the way deciding, you know, Aria only needs one pair of shoes this year. Who is making that decision?
Well, can I tell you something? My great-grandmother was from North Korea, by the way, and she was from a wealthy family. And when the communists took over, they took all the rice from the wealthy people and redistributed. And sadly enough, they had to shoot a couple of them and make other people watch them so they would give up the rice. But,
Are you saying this was a... Hold on. Are you saying this is a good thing that they did this?
No, I mean, I don't think they need to, like, if we became communists, we should not grab Donald Trump and whatever, all these billionaires and put a bullet in them. I would not see that.
No, you would rather just steal all of their wealth.
Right, they need to give it up,
right,
or at least put them in jail for a while and make sure that we kill all the homeless people.
For what? And what crime did they commit to put them in jail, Sarah?
Who would put them in jail?
Well, I would put them in jail if they do. Refuse.
You would put them in jail?
I would not kill them. I would put them in jail
that
for a while and make them look like
job.
Everybody else. I mean, look, this capital system rewards. What is that? The Hilton? They put on a show about it. She did nothing to deserve all that money. She just inherited it. Because the capital system rewards people that just inherit and get everything that everybody else made.
So yeah, and eventually, okay, by having no skills, no talent, she's just hemorrhaging money. And eventually, her family's going to run out of money if someone isn't contributing or creating or producing something.
Can we go back to North Korea for a moment here? Because, you know, I've read a thing or two. I've seen some books, read books by people who've been in North Korea and escaped from North Korea. And I guess what I'm curious about here is, did you miss the part where people were starving to death in North Korea in the 1990s due to communism?
Well, did you know there's starving people in here in New Mexico? There's starving people in Appalachian Mountains going on right now.
What? Okay, Sarah, did you hear the one where the North Korean government...
You guys are laughing! Look, people are starving to death!
There's no one starving in
you're
New Mexico.
You sound like David from New Mexico right now. You haven't worked since you were 17, correct?
Well, 18 years old.
Yes.
I clocked up
in
all
her 50s.
And you eat just fine, right?
Well, actually, I was kind of homeless. I ate okay, but I know that...
There's no one starving
in
the United States. Please, Sarah, give me a break. I mean, there's things called food banks all over the place. Anyone who wants food can show up at these places, and they're literally given a box of food. They're given a hot meal. They're given plenty of stuff to go on. Look around you, Sarah. There's fat people everywhere in the United States. Starvation is not a problem here.
But you know something? I donate money to Salvation Army.
I donate to the local homeless shelter. Congratulations.
And to Liberty in North Korea.
Sarah, I can't even say congratulations about you donating money to the Salvation Army, because it's not your money, it's taxpayer money that you're mooching off of because you don't want to work. Thank you so much for the call tonight.
You can't have a conversation with that lady. I mean, look, the reality is, in the 1990s in North Korea, they were eating grass.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they did not have food.
People were literally selling their children because they couldn't,
yes,
afford to feed them.
Sorry that stealing the rice that some rich people had wasn't a sustainable model.
No, it wasn't.
Of having food for the rest,
right,
of eternity.
Once,
oh, well, we could share it.
Right. Once you steal the rice and distribute it, it's gone. No one else is making more because communism cannot centrally plan resources.
And let's not forget her outright advocation of slavery,
yes,
as a solution to societal
and
problems.
Prison.
603-283-6160. 60, it's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus Omicron variant cases are now being reported from coast to coast. After first being detected 22 days ago, all 50 U.S. states now have found a case of the new strain. Cases have also been reported in Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients reminding everyone,
unvaccinated people that are at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID, getting hospitalized, and dying.
A record is being broken after last week's severe weather that tore through Iowa. The National Weather Service now says 42 tornadoes struck the state on December 15th, the most twisters Iowa has ever seen in a single day. Meteorologists adding that number is tentative and may go higher as they continue studying data. This is USA Radio News. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is calling for more federal assistance to slow down the surge in violent crime.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
The mayor also wants Cook County judges to put a moratorium on electronic monitoring for people charged with serious violent crimes. The Biden administration is extending the pause on federal student loan payments. The extension runs through May and benefits more than 40 million Americans. The payment pause was set to expire on February 1st. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
India.
And our friend Nobody is not currently allowed to be on the show with us, apparently. Not allowed to have any radio or television appearances. Not allowed to have contact with you or me. However, we have been on the show repeatedly throughout the years with him, and he's said a lot of things. And Bonnie, throughout the last few weeks, you've been collecting some of his quotes. We had one recently that I really enjoyed involving Black Lives Matter, but you found one that's actually expanded from that, and I want to share it with people.
All right.
Why is it important to specifically say that Black Lives Matter? Because when they said that all men are created equal, they didn't include black men. When they said liberty and justice for all, they did not include black people. So it's reasonable for a black man to ask if you are including them when you say all lives matter. And that's a really, really good point. You know, you have to say that because they were specifically excluded from liberty and justice for all, and the phrase meant all men are created equal. So certainly some history there that we can't just ignore and say, well, all lives matter.
Yeah, and speaking of ignoring history, Sarah there just does not want to talk about, you know, communist Russia, communist North Korea.
I don't even know why she took the time to reference North Korea, because she sounded more like she was making our point.
I mean, she pointed out that her family escaped from North Korea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said her grandmother was from North Korea. I don't know.
Do you leave North Korea without escaping it? Do they have some sort of expatriation?
Well, also, I didn't quibble with her about it.
I forgot to ask if she's vaccinated.
She'll call again.
Yeah.
But I didn't quibble with her about it. But North Korea didn't exist until after it was divided up after the Korean conflict with Japan and the United States. So it was just Korea prior to that.
Right.
And then it was, so I don't know if she was saying her grandmother was from North Korea or just from Korea. Because if she's 50 years old, then her grandmother would have been born in Korea, not North Korea.
Good point.
Yeah.
There's also the reality that there are starving people in North Korea right now today.
Well, it's hard to know. That's the rest
that's
of the story.
That's what we hear from people who have fled.
Yeah, we couldn't. It's probably. So the thing is, in North Korea, you don't really know anything about what's going on, except for what people who've escaped can tell you about it, because the North Korean government is the only creator of media in North Korea. So
and it's all propaganda.
It's all state propaganda. And so anything that you get out of North Korea, is official propaganda, so you can't believe a thing that the state says. You can believe, to some extent, the people who've escaped, because, they all tell similar stories, and they certainly aren't lauding the state, so they're probably not state actors. In fact, some of them have been targeted after the fact by the state of North Korea for, destruction and, murder.
Well, if they were state actors, they would come out saying, in North Korea, it's not
so
really
bad.
That bad.
Yeah. And so at the same time, though, the old story there is that the people aren't starving because they do accept food donations from China and some other countries in the world. Of course, most of it goes to the upper-class bureaucrats and their families, but that may be why they're not eating grass right now as they were in the 1990s. And one of the other reasons why there was you mentioned Liberty in North Korea, Bonnie, which is an interesting organization that actually helps people escape and helps the escapees if they can get a hold of them and give them a path to South Korea. But they came here actually to Keene when they were doing their Jangmadang tour and told us about this word, which in Korea means the black market. And so what ended up happening, and what they say is the reason why people aren't starving in North Korea right now, is because Kim Jong-un and to some extent Kim Jong-il started to look the other way, if I'm recalling the story correctly, started to look the other way when it came to black markets. In the same way that in Venezuela, we know that the regime there is looking the other way when it comes to people using the dollar in the marketplaces in Venezuela, because they realize that their rule and their reign over these populaces are coming to an end. If people are starving, they're going to start getting desperate, and desperate people are more likely to show up and burn down, the whatever the state house is there.
The palaces or whatever.
And so you got to keep the people from total starvation and total desperation, and by looking the other way and allowing black markets to exist, essentially got the people of North Korea some food in their bellies and stopped the mass starvation from going on. So that's the that's the difference between what happened in the 90s when literally the communist food supply completely ran out, the government was taking all of the donated food for themselves, and the people were literally eating like grass soup and absolutely horrifying circumstances. People dying of starvation. As you mentioned, Aria, people literally selling their children for money to buy what they could possibly buy. Just an absolutely horrifying situation. So the difference between the 90s and the aughts and the last decade is that at some point, Kim Jong-il or Jong-un said, okay, let's stop arresting the black markets. Let's stop raiding the people who are actually trading food for people to eat. And that's what has changed.
Well, we also have Richard calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'd like to call in about the COVID virus and people that haven't got their COVID virus shots yet.
Have you gotten your vaccine, Richard?
Yes.
I can ask you, has Sarah gotten her vaccine?
Yes, I was with her when she got her vaccine.
Just like a good little communist.
Yeah, I even volunteered to give her the shot.
Are you a communist, Richard?
No, I'm a Vietnam veteran and also I'm a former special agent at the United States Department of Justice.
So you actually fought the communists in Vietnam?
Yes.
That's got to be an awkward living situation.
Well, we've adapted.
All right. So you mentioned you had problems with the vaccine, right?
Well, what I did, people are jumping on people that haven't got vaccinated at all. And with my medical background as a Navy corpsman for 4 years, I wouldn't have got my vaccine either because I'm pretty educated and smart enough to stay away from people and populated places where I might have picked up the vaccine. But
well, I've never been a Navy corpsman, but what part of being a Navy corpsman makes you medically, I think you were medically enough of a medical expert.
Richard, you've got to back off your phone, too. It's just hard to understand you. You got to back off like 2 inches, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's better.
Sounds so much better.
Yeah, I went to Navy medical school after 4 years in the Navy. I got certified as a physician's assistant by the Navy Bureau of Hospitals and Surgery.
So are you saying you're skeptical of the vaccine, but yet you went ahead and took it?
Well, I felt like I was educated and trained enough in the medical field that I didn't need it. However, in June 13th of this year, the state of New Mexico came up with a program where for 4 days they were giving people $100 to get vaccinated.
Man. So you really needed $100 that bad?
No, but I walk around with a few $100 in my pocket all the time, and I pick up change off the sidewalks.
Yeah, I wouldn't have sold my bodily autonomy for $100.
DNA sequencing.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Richard. I mean, that's sad to hear, man. I wish you hadn't sold out your bodily autonomy for $100. But, you know, that was the whole point of the incentive program. Offer people something. Get them in. Get them vaccinated. Give them that free Burger King coupon or whatever.
Bag of weed.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Big Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you, whether or not you think communism is somehow better than capitalism, even though, I mean, we were talking with a caller earlier who certainly advocated this and pointed out that, oh, well, the doctors there in Cuba, they don't get paid, they work, they get fed, they just get housing, and yeah, that's a literal description of slavery you got there, and I don't know how anyone could say that model is superior to a system that doesn't require actual literal slavery. 603.
It's pure fantasy, and it ignores human nature.
It does. No one wants to be a slave. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on that, or anything else that's important to you.
And nobody wants to work as hard as a doctor works just for the same exact living situation and wealth as somebody who, you know, is a store clerk.
That's a really good point. That's the issue with these communist communes that have always popped up throughout the United States. You can have a communist society here in the United States if you want.
Join a commune.
Yeah, come together with a bunch of other communists, buy some land. Sure, you do have to buy that initial piece of land. Sorry, we live in a world where the federal government has claimed more than 50% of the land west of the Mississippi River. I think it's actually higher than that. But something.
Yeah, two-thirds or something.
Yeah, a huge portion of the land claimed by the federal government, and, you know, that cause the value of land to actually increase and become worth something. You can't just go out there and build a little house on the prairie like you could prior to the federal government buying or claiming ownership of everything. So buy your piece of land, have your commune. You're never going to get engineers to come there. You're never going to get doctors, physicists, or any biochemists or vaccine manufacturers to come there because they're not going to be motivated for their expertise. If you get an engineer there or a physicist there, it's because they've had a mental breakdown and they don't want to participate in their career anymore. This sort of thing happens, right? They're like, all right, I'm done. I'm buying a bus and selling all my possessions and I'm just going to go now because that's the physicist you're going to get in your Chinese commune. So. I mean, or in your communist commune.
All right. And there's been so many experiments in this over decades and decades and, you know, last 100+ years or whatever, and they've all been abject failures. Yeah. And they'll continue to be. And they'll continue to be because, as I said, it's against human nature. Now, as much as Sarah and her communist ilk want to believe that if we just tell people it's we're just doing this for the community, you've got to be community-minded, which means you need to work as hard as everybody else, but, oh, if you can't work, well, that's okay. We'll take care of you because from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. So therefore, there's all now of a sudden people who all of a sudden can't work, who could work before, because, well, why should they work as hard as other people when if they work less hard, they still get food in theory, right? Like, that's the idea. You get taken care of. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, I can't work today. I'm just going to have to sit this out and then just keep sitting it out and keep sitting it out. And then watch as the other people who are working, you know, as much as they're community minded, they're going to get sick and tired because they know that you're 25 years old and you are not crippled and you can absolutely get out there into the field and work. So they're going to say, you know what? I'm not going to do as much work today because they're not working over there. And then before you know it, hardly anybody's working. And where's all the productivity coming from then?
And there are always still fat cats. Like the thing that she has an issue with, yeah, the thing she has an issue with capitalism is, oh, there are these billionaires and we're all, you know, us in New Mexico, we're starving. But the actual issue, that is actually happening in Cuba. There's rich people.
I want to get to, but I want to point out, I mean, you're absolutely right. And we saw this happen during the pandemic when people quit their jobs or came up with all kinds of nonsense to not have to work because the government was giving them an extra $600 per week.
And they're still not working somehow.
Unemployed, in addition to the standard unemployment benefit. The government was paying them to stay at home. And you better believe me, as someone who worked through the pandemic, I'm not a hateful person, but I can totally see how anyone who had to work through, or who had a drive to work through the pandemic, it absolutely hates those people who sat at home doing nothing, reaping all of those benefits. And look at the consequences. The economy's completely wrecked. There's animal food shortages. There's clothing shortages. There's food shortages. There are cargo ships lined up out in the ocean that can't be delivered and truckers who can't bring them in. All of that as a result of people choosing to sit at home and do nothing because they were going to get better rewards than people who actually worked.
And that was just a government wealth redistribution program. That wasn't even full-on communist. You know, that's just a fraction of communism.
We have CW who is listening on K-Talks out in California. CW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Boy, my ear hurts. I've been holding the phone for so long, but I understand.
Yeah, sorry about that. Man. Tons of callers all at once.
No, it's all good. I wanted to hear those dummies call first because I just want to say I've been working through this whole pandemic. I haven't feared it once. I don't buy into the fear mongering, which is good. I'm not going to get a vaccine. I'm never going to get this dumb vaccine, but I did have to get stitches, cause I was at work and I cut my arm. So they did give me a tetanus shot, which, you know, tetanus shots have been around for a long time. So I wasn't opposed to getting a tetanus shot.
Right.
And they didn't try to push a dumb COVID vaccine on me. You know what? Those doctors, the doctor there and the nurses, I don't think they gave two S's about it. You know, I told them I wasn't vaccinated. They didn't care one bit. Good. So that's why I love where I live in Mojave County, Arizona, just across the river from California. Sarah, yeah, you know, I was talking about it last night, and it just proves communists are dummies, lame brains, idiots. How can they think the way they think? What chemical compounds are they getting from their, what are they eating?
I think there's two main categories from my observation. There's the people who are like Sarah that just want to live for free. They're lazy. They don't want to work.
She has not worked since she was 18, and she'll tell you that. So yeah.
They're lazy. They don't want to work, and those are the ones that are not as bright. Then there are the control freaks, and those are the ones who are actually pretty intelligent, right? Those are the ones who are not going to call Free Talk Live because they don't feel like they have to defend communism. They're just going to go and do what they can to implement it. And that's because they are controllers. They want to tell people what to do. They want to be the elites that Bonnie was talking about. They want to be the fat cats at the top of the communist organizational system.
I think there's probably a third type as well. There's the communist that is just purely motivated by emotional reasons. And you gotta admit, when communism gives you its pitch, it sounds like it could be fantastic. Everyone's going to be taken care of. Everyone's going to have food. Everyone's going to have health care. If you value these things, communism pitching it that way, it sounds appealing. If your primary motivation isn't liberty or something like that, you just want to make sure everyone in the world is fed, and communism comes along and says, we're going to make sure everyone in the world is fed, everyone's taken care of, everyone is equal, those things sound great, it's got a great sales pitch behind it, and a lot of people just fall for that sales pitch and don't ever actually think about what consequences it could actually have. I think Sarah probably falls into that group. She doesn't realize that, everyone gets free health care and the doctors get a free house. It doesn't click for her that what she's advocating is actual slavery
and stealing and violence
in order to achieve that goal of everyone having free health care.
Well, can I make one more point really quick? All right, so what's the difference between being a big fat cat communist that can tell whatever, versus a capitalist that employs people, allows people to grow in ranks and make more money with the more knowledge they have, so they can make more money, while the person that runs the business, that's the big capitalist evil man, makes even more money because he has skilled workers that he's paying a good wage that actually want to be there and work.
Well, the difference is the control freaks really just are seeking power.
Yeah, so, I was going to say voluntary relationships is the difference.
Right. The capitalist that you're describing would be someone who is employing people on a voluntary basis, people who want to come to work, people who want to better themselves, people who want to create whatever product or service that he has put forth and created whatever factories are to do. And all those people are interacting on a consensual basis.
They can also be motivated by the idea that one day they could raise up as high as the person at the top, not necessarily in the business, but, go create their own business if there's an actual free market. In communism, you don't have any kind of incentive like that to work that well.
No, they assign you to your job.
The issue for the communists is that they don't believe that everyone wants to work. They believe that the entire capitalist system is set up to starve them to death if they don't want to work. They blame capitalism for what is inherently a problem with existing in our universe. You have to eat. Mm-hmm. If you want to survive, you have to go out there and hunt things or forage for
and
things.
And before food banks, you actually had to go and do those things. Now you just show up and knock on a food bank's door and they'll hand you the food.
And it's because some people were rewarded for being industrious enough to go out there and collect extra that they had more than enough and were willing to give it away to people.
Right, that's true.
But it's not capitalism that's forcing people to work. That's the nature of the universe we live in. If you don't work, you starve to death. And it's only the generosity of other human beings that can ward that off. 603-283-6160 is Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.